If you're going to do an archaeological dig in the middle of a Midwestern winter, you're going to need a heated tent. Inside, a team from the Office of the State Archaeologist is on its second week of excavating the foundations of two homes dating back to the early 1800s. Project archaeologist Marlon Engels says that when they stood, Iowa City was a jumping-off point for pioneers.
This was an important territorial road across the river, and if you can imagine this in the 1830s with Conestoga wagons all backed up here and teams of horses and people loading and loading materials trying to get their wagons across the river because the ferry wasn't even put in until the 1840s.
Engels says that within the foundations, buried about 4 feet below the surface, archaeologists are uncovering a spread of household items, coins, scraps of dishes, and shards of bottle preserved by a layer of clay and mud.
One of the few chances in any city in Iowa that we've run across, to come across a sealed kind of time capsule layer that we can really get a lot of information out of.
The archaeologists' tents sit in Hubbard Park, a green space by the Iowa River on the University of Iowa campus. Workers discovered the foundations while digging down to install a chilled water pipe as part of ongoing flood recovery work. Construction has been called off while archaeologists complete an excavation. But project archaeologist Bill Whitaker says that in order to allow the university's project to go forward as quickly as possible, archaeologists can only investigate the narrow trench where the new construction would go.
Lines of pipes or pits, it's very difficult for us to tell the extents of them because we can't chase them east or west. We might see like a foundation line, but we don't know which side is the interior of the structure and what side is the exterior.
Whitaker says he hopes they'll be able to continue excavating the nearby areas after construction is complete. University of Iowa Director of Planning and Construction, Rod Lennertz, says the university is expecting a 2 to 3 week delay, and that'll come at a cost.
They amass their construction workers for the site, and when they're pulled off the site, both their equipment and their operators have to either be reassigned or taken off the project and wait. Both that and the ultimate completion date may be impacted, and when it is, there will be construction delay costs.
In his office, state archaeologist John Dorshuk is shaking his head. In 2010, his office wrote a report to the university recommending an archaeological survey of Hubbard Park before construction. But the consultation wasn't heeded by the university and emergency recovery officials. It was determined to be a low-risk site, and the project went forward.
And several building foundations are involved. Some of those were destroyed in the process of the trench being cut.
Dorshuk says this isn't the first time a flood recovery project has turned up a piece of history on the UI campus. In October, contractors made a similar discovery while beginning work on UI's new School of Music.
When buildings like the new dorm that's going up or the Wellness Center was put in, those were not federally funded projects, so there was no compliance requirement. When the new art museum gets built, the university will have to make a decision about whether to do any pre-studies.
But for the time being, archaeologists have plenty of work to do in Hubbard Park. In Iowa City, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.